good afternoon.
Hello there.
So first off, how did the bridge climb come about?
Bridge climb is all thanks to a man named Paul Cave. He's the visionary behind bridge climb success. He was lucky enough to climb the bridge many, many years ago. Loved it so much, seen an amazing opportunity. And after 10 years hard work, bridge climb began on the 1st of October, 1998.
Yeah, no, so it's been 20 years?
21 years. Yes, we're just about to celebrate our 21st birthday tomorrow.
What changes have occurred over the years in climbing the bridge?
We've always been at the forefront of safety here at Bridge Climb. So our safety standards have changed over the years so that we can maintain our 100% safety record. We've just stayed current with advances in technology. We always prioritise our guests, and their experience is the most important thing to us as well. So we've tweaked what we do here at Bridge Climb to make sure that everyone who visits gets the climb of their life.
Yeah, no, of course, because it is, I guess, for a lot of tourists coming to Australia, it is a one-off experience for them. They probably wouldn't be doing it every day unless you're a Sydney-sider.
Yes, those of us who are lucky enough to do it every day certainly don't miss out on the opportunity to share that with people that have come over from overseas. The views that you're going to get on top of the bridge are incomparable. You're not going to be able to get that anywhere else in Sydney. And we love showing that off. We're very lucky here at Bridge Climb.
Yeah, definitely. So you are a climb leader yourself. When did you do your first climb?
I did my first climb about 3 years ago. Something that was always on my bucket list, being a Sydney-sider myself. I must admit, it was a little bit nerve-wracking when you first step out of the tunnel. But it is the most exhilarating experience I've ever had.
Yeah, and so I guess what made you continue and share that opportunity with others?
Because no 2 days are the same here at Bridge Climb. Every climb is unique. Every climber is unique. We really tailor our climbs to suit what our climbers are looking for. So it's like traveling and going overseas without really having to go anywhere. We're meeting new people every day and we're showing off what we love most, Sydney, the sights, and sharing our love of the bridge and history of Sydney with everyone that visits.
Yeah, of course. And I guess how, when you get to the top of the bridge, how does it make you feel?
Oh, on top of the world. Is that too cheesy? It really does. It feels like exhilarating. You've got a great sense of achievement. You're able to look back down on where you started your climb. And really, you've come together as a team throughout the climb with the people that you're climbing with. The views up there, you can't put a price tag on views like that. It's absolutely amazing. Regardless of the weather, it's just an incomparable experience.
And with it being its 21st year, how do you think the bridge climb, I guess, has influenced Sydney and tourism as a whole?
I think that we've really set the bar a lot higher for tourism in Sydney. The experience that we offer is a 5-star experience from the moment that you check in until you say goodbye to your friendly climb leaders. Not only do we have an amazing product and a very unique experience being able to climb on one of our most well-known historical items in the city, we've also got the amazing views, the safety that's really top class. So we've really just raised it a notch, taken it to the next level.
Yeah, and how important do you think it is for an activity like bridge climb to be available to people?
Oh, extremely important. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so most people will save for it, and it's something that they can tick off their bucket list. Or if they're travelling from overseas, it's the one thing that's on top of everyone's list to come and climb the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge. And it's something that they never forget. You meet climbers who were here 20 years ago and climbed the bridge in our inception in the first few years, and they still remember the climb leader that took them to the top, and they still remember how they felt when they got there. So it's that very special connection, not only to the bridge, but to the people and to the area, that people just don't forget. And that's what makes it so special for us at Bridge Climb, to be able to share in those moments.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it must make you as a Bridge Climb leader feel very good when you hear people coming back commenting about their experiences and how elated they were.
It is. It's a great sense of pride when you get to share in those stories with people. And we've still got some of the climb leaders that started way back then in 1998 still climbing for us today. So they might even find a pleasant surprise when they get the same climb leader next time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I guess just to finish up, when people get to the top of the bridge, I'm sure you see this very often, what is their reaction? What do they often say when they get to the top?
Wow, it's probably the first thing that comes out of most people's mouths. You know, you just have to take a deep breath and really appreciate how far you've come and what you have to look out on. There's no other word to describe it other than amazing.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I don't think I would be able to conceive any other words. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Brooke.
You're welcome.